All right, guys, it is time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one's from Nikki in Charleston, South Carolina.
And before
Nikki,
you read it, we're going to ask everybody to pay attention. Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay, everybody. Tommy. My brother and his wife came to visit me for the 4th of July. My brother barbecued and I invited a few of my friends, my close friends. My brother does not like the guy I'm dating, so I didn't invite him. Instead, I took him a plate afterwards. When I got back home, my brother yelled and screamed about me going out of my way to make sure a grown man ate. He told me that I've got the dating roles reversed and I need to fall back and let the man lead. How do I fall back but still let this guy know that I like him?
I don't really think you did anything wrong by taking your guy that you're dating a plate. Mm-hmm. The problem is your brother don't like him for whatever the reason. Now, I don't know if it's because you his sister and he don't think nobody's good enough for you, or he just got a bone to pick with this guy. Mm-hmm. But either way, you already didn't invite the guy over because your brother was there. And, you know, he don't like him. So you took him a plate. Now, he all mad at you for taking him a plate, but you like the guy. He has to respect the fact that you like him. Now, what you should do is find out from your brother why he don't like him so much. Because now maybe your brother knows something you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Screaming and yelling.
And maybe you need the same information that he has, because he may have some information as a man. Because we do have information as men about other men that women overlook because you think he cute. Well, your brother don't think he cute.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say break up with the guy. He just said fall back and let the man lead.
Lead what? She took him a plate.
Yeah, but y'all, what y'all don't understand is this is a plate of ribs. That's what this is. I know when people get mad when it's ribs. This is ribs.
Jesus. You know,
don't nobody like ribs. You take ribs out of my house, you're taking the wrong thing. That's not supposed to be on a to-go plate.
I'm just all right, so moving on.
It's ribs.
This is why moving we're adding on. Other people right here. Go ahead, Shirley.
Billy in Kingston, Jamaica says, I'm a 31-year-old married woman and I fell at work 3 years ago. For the past 3 years, I've been in a legal battle to get reimbursed for my medical expenses. I finally got my settlement and I put it in a new account that my husband doesn't know about. Keeping this a secret is the only way for me to keep my mooching mother-in-law from begging us for money. Is it okay to have a private account or should we combine all of our money? Good question.
Nah. Sometimes you gotta have your own. I ain't gonna lie to you. As a matter of fact, I recommend married people have their own bank account. I've said it many times on this show.
Yes, you
now
have.
You've gotten your money from this account, but if you put it in the bank and that mother-in-law find out, she gonna beg him out of it and he gonna give it to her because that's his mother. So it's best that you keep it over there and go on and just show up with your little purses and shoes and, you know, hair and all this hair and just have him wondering where you got it from. That's probably the best way.
Shoes and hair. That's what she's going to spend the money on.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Adriana.
And maybe some ting.
Adriana in San Diego says, I'm 44 years old and I just found out that I messed around with my 46-year-old uncle. I didn't grow up with my dad in my life, but we started getting to know each other when I was in my late 30s. We were going through family pictures, and I saw a familiar guy's face and asked who he was. My dad said the guy is his youngest brother, Gavin. I was mortified. I called Uncle Gavin to tell him we're related, and he couldn't believe it either. Do I tell my daddy that I used to mess around with his little brother? Oh, my God, no.
Probably shouldn't do that.
No.
But you and Gavin got to quit seeing each other.
Cut it off.
Because what you can't do is get pregnant. I can tell you that right now. So I think you and Gavin need to just come to terms with it. He couldn't believe it. You couldn't believe it, but you are. And you have to stop seeing him because that's too close. That's your daddy's brother. You cannot get pregnant.
No, that's way too messy and crazy. Please.
Now, it happened. Nobody knew. Mm-hmm. God will forgive you for that. You didn't know. Yeah. You didn't know. Write
that
it off.
Innocent.
Y'all. Yeah, but y'all got to break up right now.
Immediately.
You know, now, hey, let me holler at you one more time just to say goodbye. That ain't finna work. Because he might say that. Uncle Gavin might say that.
Look who's quiet on this one.
Ooh, Uncle, you bringing it.
Uh-oh, I spoke too soon. Devon, moving on, Devon in Toledo. Devon in Toledo says, shut up, Tommy. My girlfriend and I have been dating since 2018, and she's a great woman with a great personality. The only problem is that she's still very afraid of getting COVID-19, even though we're both vaccinated and very careful when we're in public. She is a germaphobe, and she washes her hands a million times a day. The worst part is she makes me wear a mask while we're making love, and yes. That's uncalled for. I'm ready to take a break from her if she doesn't stop this behavior. Please tell me how to handle this.
Well, that mask, when you're making love, that's kind of rough.
That's difficult, isn't it?
What's wrong with that?
Rough right there.
Hard to breathe? What's the matter with?
He might want a kiss. I'm not just saying. You
yeah,
know.
You think? You
know, people
he
still
want to breathe.
People huh? still kissing? Oh, yeah. Who is
hey,
kissing
man.
Out there?
Hey, hold on. Why don't you stop acting like J. Anthony Brown and back up off your Zoom a little bit?
Because we can see up in your nostrils.
Man, you get up on that. Man, you too close, Jay.
But you know what? You're right, Tommy, about the kissing, though. He is. He's got a point there, Steve.
Can't be.
They've been dating since 2018. What point he got?
About the kissing. People don't kiss like they used to
anymore.
Don't
nobody kiss no more, man. Yeah. It ain't happening like that.
A lot of people don't because of COVID.
Y'all might as well start kissing.
Right. All right, look. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.